Control to CX4. All clear. All clear.
CX4 to control. CX4 to control. Stand by. This is Hop Harrigan coming in. The Air Adventures of Hop Harrigan. All too soon, Hop discovered why Red Louis had paid a visit to the finance company in Fort Vermilion. Early the following morning, the big French-Canadian told Chris Lincoln that he had taken over the bill of sale covering a loan which had been made to Chris some time before. Now, taking advantage of one of its clauses, he insisted that Chris pay him the $10,000 owing within a week, or forfeit the ownership on one of his planes. Chris could not repay the loan, but with Hop's help, he was able to carry out his contract with Avery and the gold mining company. For days, the Catalina and one of Chris's DC-3s ferried backwards and forwards between Edmonton, Duval, and Bull Moose Lake, sometimes even traveling as far afield as Calgary and the United States. It was after one such trip that Hop and Tank noticed a DC-3 traveling astern of them. But it was not Chris. Hop quickly guessed that it was Red Louis trying to find the location of the gold mine. A change in course has made no difference in the position of the two planes. The DC-3 is still following the Catalina.
Hey, you don't reckon that might be Chris by any chance? He's flying a DC-3 too, don't forget.
Chris didn't leave Edmonton until at least 2 hours after we did, Tank. And while we came straight on, he was going to put into Duval to refuel. No, he won't be up here for ages yet.
Then how did Red Louis get the plane?
He took it. It was today that Chris was supposed to pay back the money. He didn't, so there goes his plane.
Here it comes, you mean. What are we going to do about it, Hop?
I'm trying to work that out. Perhaps the best thing would be to make sure of this.
Well, what are you going to do? Loop back and have a look through the cockpit window?
There's an easier way than that. Switch on the radio, Tank. Let it warm up.
That's it. But you don't reckon he'll be switched on, do you?
Well, that's most unlikely. The girl, maybe. We'll call her back at Duval.
Hang on. I'll tune in the frequency for you. That'll do you. I'll switch you across the transmit.
Hello. Leave it, Tank.
Catalina NX42243, DC3CF92675.
He's calling us. Yes, of course he is. It's Chris.
If you're receiving me, Hop, will you please come in? This is urgent. Over.
Switch over to him quick.
Oh, pipe down. Let me handle it, will you? DC3 from Catalina. This is Hop here, Chris. There's a little static, but we're receiving you reasonably well. Where are you calling from? Over.
I'm about 50 miles north of Duval and flying the throttles wide open. But Hop, this is most important. Look behind you. Get Tank to do the same thing. Tell me if there's any other plane visible in the sky. I'll wait for your reply. Over.
There's no need to wait, Chris. Your second DC-3 is training us about a mile or two astern. I don't know for sure who's flying it, but I have a strong suspicion that Red Louis is aboard. Is that what you wanted to know? Over.
It's what I was afraid of. Where are you? Bull Moose Lake isn't in sight yet, is it?
No, we're a little to the east of it. I deliberately veered away when I noticed what was happening. But what's this all about, Chris? Do you know the score? Over.
It's not hard to work out. But before I tell you what happened, I want you to make sure to keep away from the gold mine. Whatever you do, don't let Red Louis see where it is. Is that clear? Over.
It's what I planned, anyway.
Pop, ask him about Gale. Something must have gone wrong back at the airfield.
Yes, it's all right. I'm going to. Chris, you'd better tell us the full story. We're both very worried about Gale. Is she all right? Over.
Yes, perfectly. But as you've probably both guessed, Red Louis arrived at the crack of dawn this morning to take over the plane. Gale tried to stop him, but he had Pierre the Frog with him, and a pilot he hired from down south. What's happening now, Hop? Is he still trailing you?
He's sitting exactly where he's been for the last 10 minutes. I don't think there's any question of it. He's hoping we'll lead him to the gold mine. But carry on with the story, Chris. He didn't make any trouble for Gale, did he?
No, but he did play a trick on her. Before he told her what she'd come for, he asked where we all were. Well, unfortunately, she told him that you were already on your way up north.
That explains how he found her so easily.
Then he commandeered the plane. Told her it was his now because I hadn't paid back the money. He filled it up with juice as quickly as he could and took off almost immediately. That's all, Hop. Over.
That's bad enough.
Where did you come into it, Chris? Did Gale contact you by radio? Over.
No. I put down, but I was about an hour ahead of schedule. He told me this while I was refueling, so I took off again as quickly as I could. I've no doubt I'm overhauling you, Hop, but it'll be well over an hour before I can catch up with you. Do you think you can lose the other kite in that time? Over.
I don't know, Chris, but we'll have a darn good try. If the other pilot's good, he may cling to me. But whatever happens, I'm going to make quite certain they don't put down a bull moose leg.
Hey, that's steep enough, Hop. The old cap wasn't made for diving.
Neither was the DC-3. One of us is going to snap in the middle, Tank.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I don't know who that pilot is, but he's a darn good flyer.
And he's got nerve, too. I say he's trying to make it the crack, Hop. He's going to follow you, whatever you do.
We'll see. You're strapped in, aren't you?
Are you throwing a kite about like this? I strapped in the minute you started.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, my stomach!
It's still with you.
Oh, only just. What are you trying to do?
We'll get rid of that other plane. He's faster than we are, so we can't outpace him. The only way we'll do it is by stunting.
Pop, you're not trying to loop, are you?
Well, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
This is a Catalina, it's going to fall apart.
It's all right, Tank. I'm well aware of that. But we'll go as close to it as we can. Is the other fellow climbing yet?
Yeah, it's just pulling out of his dive now.
Right. Then we try again.
Pop, you can't, Looper. It isn't possible.
I'm not trying to. But we're going into the tightest bank I can make, swinging her over to starboard. Let's see him try that with a dart.
Oh, it's just too tight, Hop. I can feel the old bus shaking.
You wait till we change direction. Is he still following us?
Yes, he's coming over now.
Bad luck for him. We're going the other way.
Oh, jumping, Jake. The wings are coming off.
No, they aren't. Not yet.
You try that again and they will. You can't suddenly change direction in the middle of a bank.
We did. The point is, can the other blank?
He's trying it, Hop. Holy smoke, you're going to a storm.
I'm leveling out, Tank. We'll try full throttle now.
No, he's right. Why, jigger, that bloke can fly, Hop.
Not too well. He's followed every maneuver I've made.
And he's on your tail again now. He's still only a couple of miles astern.
Then we'll give him a race for his money. I'll head west as hard as I can go.
West? Back to Bull Moose Lake?
No, it's all right. I'll keep away from the mine. But if we're to keep on doing these tricks, let's do it closer to civilization.
You don't really think you can throw him off your trail, do you?
While he has a faster plane, it doesn't seem likely. But we're going to have a darn good try. I'm going to squeeze the old cat a little bit faster than she's ever been squeezed before.
No good, Hop. We're just wasting our time.
No change?
Not a skerrick. He's about a mile and a half back and sitting there as comfortably as if you were in a train.
I didn't really expect otherwise. That old dog has the edge of about 20 miles an hour on us.
Yeah, then why not give up? The game's a dead loss, if you ask me.
There must be some stunt we can try that'll throw him off the scent.
There's nothing, Hop. We've tried them all. We stood the kite on its nose, on its tail, even on its side. There's just nothing else you can do with a Catalina.
Fine, Jingo, there is.
Now, don't you get ideas about looping the loop again.
There'll be no need for that. Look up to the right there at about 12,000 feet.
Huh? My gosh, yes, that cloud.
It's a huge cloud, Tank, and it's building. That's where we're going, and that's where we'll lose Red Louie once and for all.
These tricks are all very well, Hop, but I hope you know where we are.
I have a fair idea, Tank. I've been keeping a check on the instruments. But have another look behind you. See if you can spot the dog.
There's not a sign of him. All I can see back there are clouds and more clouds. I've a nasty feeling that this may bring us more trouble than it's worth.
Nonsense. Done the trick. How long do you think it is since we last saw the DC-3?
Oh, I'd say about 10 minutes.
Yes, and in that time we've made a complete change of heading. I think we can risk a beat now, don't you?
Well, I'd risk anything to get out of this cloud. Better go, Hop. Let's see where we are.
I can tell you that. We're 20 or 30 miles due south of Bull Moose Lake. But I'm more interested to find out where the other bloke is. Hang on, Tank.
We won't be in sight of the mine, will we, Hop?
I don't think so. The other kite should be well away from it. I deliberately swung into the cloud as if I was heading east again. I'm hoping he'll still be going that way.
She's spinning, Hop. I think we'll be out of it in a minute.
Keep your eyes skinned, Tank. Don't worry about anything but that DC-3. There it is, Tank. A break in the cloud.
Now, keep going. Can't see anything yet.
We'll be completely in the clear in a moment.
Of course, the other bloke might still be inside somewhere. It's a pretty dense cloud bank.
No, he isn't, Tank.
What?
There he is. Ahead of us to starboard, about 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Jumping Jennings.
Yes, you've spotted it too, have you?
Yeah, he's not worrying about us, Hop. He's heading straight for Bull Moose Lake.
And if he keeps going that way, he'll see it in a few seconds. Hang on. We're going after him.
What on earth do you think made him do that? He knows him off in the other direction.
Ah, it's my fault. He should never have come back to this area. He must have guessed that we were heading to our base.
He didn't worry about the cloud at all.
No, not long for anyway. He must have swung out of it and gone scouting around on his own accord.
Hey, look, can't you squeeze any more out of a Hop? He's drawing away from us.
Yes, I know he is. He's flying flat up. There, Tank. You can see why.
But jumping Jennings, it's the mine.
We must have been further to the north than I thought. Now it's in full view.
Then you can relax, Hop. Red Louis seen it now. There's not a darn thing we can do to turn him away.